Good morning. There you are. Well, you're right on time. I could set a watch to your coffee breaks, and here's your reward. I just made a fresh pot. We better be careful, though. If HR catches us together in the break room too many times, we might get in trouble. Psych! Benefits of being a small business owner. Booyah! I just got us a conference call this afternoon. We might be working with an exporter to start selling horn polish in the EU. Have you ever heard of Aldi Nord? Oni and Demon are probably always going to be our bread and butter for the fireproof cosmetics line, but if we can start getting traction with Nixies and Dragons, we might just be the Sephora of Monster Girls. Pretty neat, right? It's worth feeling them out. Can't be worse than my misadventures in branded workout equipment. I'm almost glad you weren't here for that. The whole office was a safety hazard with boxes everywhere. We tried to sell dumbbells heavy enough for Oni, and the shelves collapsed in 6 different stores, including the flagship. Such a shame. I still have a set in my office so I can do reps between calls. They just fit better around claws, you know? The only hit out of the whole line was the puncture-resistant basketball. We lost a fortune. Anyways, selling horn polish should be a breeze. We just have to make sure it doesn't get classified as a hazardous material. Oh, and I think it might go better if we have a human on the conference call. Sometimes people get really tense around me for some reason. One of our pigment suppliers called me Mommy and hung up. He's still dodging my calls. I don't know what to do about that, swears. Oh, really? I mean, I didn't think I was showing too much skin. So what if you can see my abs? Abs aren't sexual, and they need to breathe, or I'll sweat. Hey, if you say so. I've got a blouse in my office, but I'm taking it right back off after the call, okay? What's the point of running a company that sells cute crop tops if you can't wear the crop tops? You know what? Thank you. I really do appreciate your honesty. I wouldn't have thought about how I dress making people uncomfortable. Would you tell me if my crop top was bothering you? Okay, what about my volleyball shorts? You sure? Okay, good. Although I suspect that might have been a factor for why you were squirming so much when we all piled into the elevator, I didn't realize. Your eye level is below my hemline. No wonder humans think I'm showing a lot of leg. I'm showing more skin in my shorts than human girls do when they're naked. Can I help you with something, sweetie? I hate to see you struggle with that step stool. If you skip to breakfast, I can get you a snack. If you take another step up, you'll see that there's some Oreos on the counter. Those are my treat for the office. I get to write them off as a business expense and then eat Oreos whenever I want. You'll be amazed at how much income tax I save by putting food on the company account. Not to brag. Oh, that reminds me. I was going to ask you to lunch. Oh, I just figured there's some amazing restaurants in the neighborhood that you haven't tried yet. How are you with spicy food? I know. I've taken you out every day since you started, but it's the end of your first week. What's one more day? We'll make it a working lunch. How's that sound? I mean, yeah. Don't hurt yourself opening that refrigerator. Oh, no. Wow. I can't believe someone took your lunch again. That can't be an accident now. I'm absolutely furious. You know what? I'm going to pin a Sharpie to the outside of the fridge, and you can write your name on your bag next time. And I'll let everyone know that theft will not be tolerated in this building. Maybe. Maybe one of the gals is hazing you. You know, since you're the only human. Has anyone been mean to you or making work difficult? Are you sure, hun? Well, I want you to know I'm really sorry about your lunch, but I'll make it up to you. I'll take you somewhere really nice today. And you know what? We can get dinner tonight if you're not too busy. How's that for a perk? Oh, it's on me. And that'll show you're a lunch thief. Okay, right. So, okay. But are you sure? I mean, you'd have to watch the break room all morning to be sure Ginger or Brittany haven't been rummaging around. Wait, you've seriously been slacking off all morning just to guard your lunch? All right, well, if you're really sure it was still in there when I walked in, that just means there's a perfectly reasonable explanation. It's just, the thing is, I'm so sorry I ate your lunch again. Yes, it was me. It's been me every day. I'm so ashamed. I really didn't mean to. I told myself I was never going to do it again. I had a great breakfast, and then another great breakfast after my workout, and then I only came in here because I have to keep my medicine refrigerated, and I told myself I wasn't even going to look at your lunch, but it just smelled so good. Of course I can smell your lunch. You always use so many yummy seasonings. The whole room reeks of it. It was overpowering when I opened the fridge. My mouth was watering. My tummy rumbled. I was just going to have one bite, you know? And I was going to take you out to lunch today anyway, just 'cause. And you wouldn't miss one bite. But, you know, one bite from me is kind of a lot for your poor little packed lunch. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's gotten into me. I'm such a bully. You're going to report me to the labor board, aren't you? Hey, what? You know, when we're both sitting on the floor, I guess we don't seem so different. Psh! You're going to pat me on the head and tell me it's going to be all right? I'm your boss, silly. Get off me. I mean, what are you doing? I'm free tonight. Like I said, I was hoping we could do dinner. There's this cute little... Oh, your place. Oh my, are you sure? Because I can eat a lot. And I usually have a workout between closing time and before I go home. So I'll be very, hungry again. Oh no, I mean, yes, yeah, yes. I mean, cool. Yeah, I'll come over. It'll be fun, just the two of us. We can chat while you cook. I wonder if you have an apron. Ooh la la. I guess I should have figured. You know, you're a very smooth operator. You turned these tables so quickly. Are you taking advantage of me? You know, blackmailing your boss, making her feel, very special, to be honest. You know, I've never had a human stand over me like that. Can you lift my chin up again? Oh, I'm just a sucker for that. Why do you do this to me? If anyone walks in and sees that you've melted me into a puddle, we're gonna get in big trouble, aren't we? Yeah. Help me up. Oh, never mind. Sorry. I'd probably dislocate your arm. So, see you at lunchtime and at the conference call and tonight, I guess. I already feel kind of spoiled. You know, I'll need to get changed after I hit the gym. I've got a whole line of clothes. Is there anything I could, model for you? We'll see you then.